This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Time to talk sport. Milo's in the studio. G'day, mate.
Morning, you, and good morning, listeners across the Limestone Coast, southeast, our patch. Now, all about the GGs this morning. Mount Gambier Harness Racing got together, and obviously because of COVID, they had to stall it off. They've had their season's awards for 2019-20, and no surprise, the combination leading driver and leading trainer, the boys from down Glencoe Way, Jason and Barry Finnis. Now, the leading concessional junior driver, looking for a future in the game, Xavier O'Connor, well done. And the leading three-year-old horse was Ash Park. The leading horse most improved and also horse of the year was Crown Royale. And the quickest horse over that mile rate was La Bella Rock. Now, fast forward to last night. And, of course, there was another combination meeting with the Port Pirie Harness Racing Club. And number five was the number last night because it won the three races here at Mount Gambier. And those winners were Mashab Brad, trained and driven by William Drury. She will want to know the Victorian connection. Good to see Rebecca East and the driver of many moons, Kevin Bruff. And lucky last, the locals, and they did it again. Congo Line, Barry and Jason Finnis, the duo there. Now, next meeting, a combination one, of course, and hopefully might get that extra race in for Mount Gambier with more Victorians sneaking over with the new rules, Tuesday the 10th of November. Now, the Bendigo Bank Southeast Women's Footy League local season is well and truly done and dusted, but they're going to be progressive, and their talented juniors are heading up to the Adelaide Hills to the German heritage town of Harndorf this weekend for the Regional Cup tournament under the guidance of coaches Hamish Calderwood and Linda Carter-Shepherd. So we wish them all the best and safe travelling. And then on Sunday the 6th of December, they're planning ahead, and good to see their under 13, under 16 and senior teams of the year are actually going to play some games against the Adelaide Jaguars, and that's going to happen at Gambier Central. So well done to everyone concerned there. Now, I've got to talk a bit of silly season footy, and KNTFL journeyman Cameron Sandico will not be coaching West Gambier in 2021, but the club stalwart, he's back. Steve Wenman will return for a second stint as playing coach, and he's getting on in years, but he's still a very smart footballer, and hopefully he's over all those niggles he had in 2019. And no doubt West will be looking to develop a lot of their promising juniors there. Now, as expected, the SA Community Footy Year salary cap has been reduced by 30% from the 2019 rate, and it's down to $2,500 a game, along with a set rate of $20,000 for senior coaches. Now, that's a big drop, the coaching one, because considering the average dollar was about $30,000 to $40,000 range. So no doubt the clubs will come up with some more creative ways to compensate their players and coaches. Watch this space. And stay tuned. Later, we're going to catch up with Matt Sutton and talk South East Coast Basketball League, and a little bit later on we're going to see what a ex-leading Southeast Umpires Footy League Western Border umpire has been up to. He's now an SNFL umpire, Ben Teal.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.